Coalescence of the Senses is the final room of the exhibition. The objects and artworks here present a series of non-visual perspectives of the world, exploring different ideas about sensory perception beyond the visual, such as the tactile and the auditory. In contrast to the large numbers of artifacts in the other rooms of the exhibition, there are relatively few works in this room. We really wanted the space to feel more immersive, enabling visitors to take their time encountering the artworks and the ideas that they express. One of the first objects you'll find here is a small book, which is a translation of Dr. Emile Javal's The Blind Man's World from 1904. It's open on the title page, which features a black and white image of Javal riding a tandem bicycle with a male companion. Javal was a French ophthalmologist who lost his sight aged 60. In his book, he addressed the misconception that the other senses become more astute, supernatural even, as a result of vision impairment. Instead, he explained that in the absence of visual input, there's a greater attention paid to the information received by the other senses. Blindness is something which is explored in the multimedia immersive experience, Notes on Blindness. This is situated in a separate room to your right as you move further into the space. You can access this either as a virtual reality experience using a headset or via a projected film on the opposite wall. There is seating in this area. The piece is based on the writings of John Hull, an academic and theologian who was registered blind in 1980. He began to record his journey into what he described as deep blindness on audio cassette, documenting his experiences of gradual sight loss. These audio recordings can be heard as part of the piece, as Hull described the experience of whole body seeing, the ways in which multiple sensory inputs, sound, touch and smell, work in concert to build an image of the world in the absence of sight. In the left-hand corner of the room is a partition section where the walls are lined with cork. This space contains a project called Modes of Touch, which invites you to consider how your relationship with objects change when you are given the opportunity to touch them. The work highlights a collaboration between the author Georgina Cleage and the artists Fayan Devi and Katie West. In the middle of the space is a set of drawers. Contained within these drawers are three wrapped objects. Most of the time, the only access to what is inside these fabric bundles is revealed through audio descriptions that play out in the space when you approach the drawers. Once a day, at 2:30 p.m, these drawers are unlocked and the objects can be unwrapped and touched by visitors. Modes of Touch proposes alternative ways of experiencing and understanding the things we are able to hold in our hands.